I recently headed up to South Camino Island to visit artist Jack Gunter at his studio gallery.
It's about a 5,000 square foot chamber, and it's filled with the first lights after Edison invented the light bulb. It's filled with Frank Lloyd Wright original furniture and maybe 2,000 of my paintings.
While I was there, Jack showed me a particular series of paintings.
Okay, well, here's one where there's a 747 going straight down and a 5 foot by 4 foot painting, and it's coming straight down and going to crash into Helen's kitchen because Helen pissed me off. And I crashed into her 8 times in this series. Here's one of
these paintings were missing from Jack's collection for 25 years. They were trapped half a world away, waiting for Jack to take a crazy, winding journey to recover them. Before we get to that, a little background on Jack Gunter. Before he discovered art, he got his PhD in organic chemistry. He published books and produced films. By the early 80s, he was teaching art to middle schoolers, despite having no art experience whatsoever. So he decided to give painting a whirl himself.
And I went home and said, I'm going to try a painting. And I tried a painting, and it was really, really good, and I was astonished. I said, Jesus, I'm a painter.
Jack threw himself into the art world, and he was busily creating until one fateful day.
I was at an antique show down in the town of Brimfield, about 100 miles away, on a weekend, sleeping under my truck, and they woke me up and said, oh, we're so glad you're alive, because the city block you had your apartment in burned down, the whole city block. People died. They said, don't even go home. There's just a big piece of tape around the whole block. And I was on the fourth floor, and people later said that they stood on the sidewalk and looked up through the fourth floor windows and saw my paintings burning on the walls. So I came back to just nothing. My son asked me after the fire, I had painted like 5 beautiful paintings of him. He said, all my paintings burned up. Does that mean I'm going to die? And I said, well, no, John, the paintings have nothing to do with your life and your great life ahead of you. And I had lost 2 other series of paintings in the same year from another fire. So basically, I just figured I was sort of, my paintings were not cursed, but they were destined to go away. I had no trust of permanence at all. So I had a dog and a pickup truck, and I decided I wanted to go out and try my luck out west.
It took Jack a while before he could create again.
Well, I couldn't paint for 7 years. I really didn't trust the permanency of any of my work. I couldn't even point to anything to say I was a painter.
Jack settled in Stanwood, Washington. He eased back into art, painting versions of the stories old-timers in the neighborhood would tell. Around then, SeaTac Airport was planning for a new third runway. They were considering a handful of locations, including Jack's new home, Stanwood.
So the debate went on, and I decided that I was going to do a series of paintings about the effect an airport would have to Stanwood. And I was one of the people that did not want the airport. So since I was painting now, I did a whole series of paintings where airplanes were crashing into Stanwood in various fashions. And I took everything that Stanwood liked, and I crashed a 747 into it.
SeaTac did not wind up building in Stanwood. Helen's kitchen was safe. But Jack's paintings got some unexpected attention.
And one day, the head of the newspaper, the Stanwood Commander News, came over, and he had 6 Russians with him. The end of the wall and communism was sort of looming ahead, and this group of Russian business people decided to come over and make some economic partnerships and a little peace reach. So the Russian in charge said, how would you like to come to the Soviet Union and exhibit your paintings? About a month later, I get a letter from him, and he says, yes, I'm inviting you to come to Russia, or Soviet Union at the time. So I invited another buddy of mine who was a wonderful, crazy, naive artist. And so we ended up in Moscow. But we had no official documents. And this was not the Russian government offering us a show in Russia. This is 8 citizens saying, come on over and we'll get you some art shows. And they saw all these big crates and said, "What is this?" I said, "You cannot come in with these." And so Valerian finally leaped over the customs gate, and now he's into the customs area where we are, and he's yelling at these guys in Russian, and they're yelling back, and he says, "Dan, you stay here with the paintings. Jack, come with me." And so he takes me up to the third floor at the airport, and this woman up there takes three carbons, puts them in a typewriter, cranks them together, and he looks at me, Valerian, said, "Are you a member of a political organization?" And I said, "I'm a member of the Stanwood Siberian Cultural Exchange," which is a group I made up right there in her office. And she heard that and she said, "Хорошо." And now we got in with the paintings. Well, the plan was we were going to have three museum shows. Dan and I left and went back to the United States, and the paintings were going to go to two other museums in the year that I was gone. And the plan was that I'd come back in a year and I'd get them and pack them home and go back to the United States.
During that year, the world changed. The wall came down, the Soviet Union was dissolving, and into that turmoil, Jack trekked back to Russia to get his paintings.
We flew out to Siberia and spent some time in Novosibirsk again with Valerian, and I kept waiting to see where my paintings were. I said, "I want to see my paintings." She said, "No problem, we will see your paintings later." I said, "Yeah, but I'm going to leave in a couple of days. I'd like to make sure they're okay. I want to make sure everything's fine." "No problem." So 2 days before leaving, I'm still wondering where my paintings are, and Valerian said, "We have a problem." He said, "The Russian customs agent that we met last year is missing. We've been trying to find him for 3 weeks. That's why you haven't seen your paintings. We can't find him. He has all your paperwork that was recorded when you came here last year. And he says, you cannot take your paintings home." I said, "What do you mean? They're my paintings. They're all signed on the bottom." He said, "They're in big crates. Your signature will mean nothing, and you will not leave the airport without documentation. There's nothing we could do, and there's nothing he could do. And now my paintings are stuck in Siberia somewhere in the basement of a museum."
Jack returned home empty-handed, but he refused to give up.
Now, the problem was that back then, the internet was just starting. The phone service in Siberia was pretty sketchy. And every once in a while, I'd try to call Valerian up to see if there's any change in the policy. And there was no way to reach him by the internet. His name was Valerian Ivanchenko, which means Val, son of John. It's like Smith. There's 10 billion Ivanchenkos in Russia. And after about 10 years, I just gave up.
Years turned to decades, and almost 25 years went by since Jack's first trip to the Soviet Union.
And now it was 2013, 2014, and one day on Facebook, I see this message in Cyrillic. I can read Russian language pretty well. And it was my friend Valerian. And so I sort of half-translated it, and there were some English words in there, and I said, "Oh my God, you're alive, you're here. Are my paintings okay?" So a week later, I get another message back from him that says, "They're fine." And then I reached out again and said, "Is the paperwork fixed?" And a week later, I hear, "No, but you're welcome to try." So I raised $5,000, and I was determined to get a film crew to come with me now. And I found two real good filmmakers, and they both said, "Sure."
All right, Jack. So is someone meeting us at the airport when we land in Siberia?
I sure hope so.
Is the Novosibirsk airport near the city?
I really doubt it.
Okay. How about a place to stay when we get there? Anything lined up?
1989, he got us places to stay. I'm assuming he's got something lined up.
Okay.
Valerian did meet Jack at the airport, and off they went to the basement of the Novosibirsk Museum. After a quarter century, most of Jack's paintings were still there.
How was quality? It looks good. It's fine. It's as bright as it was painted the first day.
Yeah.
There is the plumbers at Helen's Kitchen. I see a little bit of damage here. I can fix this. These are easy repairs. This happens just in any transit. This is a big moment for me, Valerian.
I understand.
25 years of my dream is right here at this minute. But there's more.
After a series of detours and dead ends, Jack managed to scrape the collection back together. But he still had one old foe to contend with: Russian red tape.
Now, it's a little deja vu all over again here. We're one day from getting my paintings home. He says it's all fixed, there's no problem. This is the same day that happened 24 years ago. They said, oh, there's a problem. There's a problem with the paperwork. So we're not out of this yet. Now, he has to go to another thing. He says there's another issue.
We'll try to do all this.
What I want to do is get my paintings home. That's the most important thing.
I know. And we, not only me, we are working hard to...
Jack and Valerian figure out a workaround, though it's one that completely taps out Jack's bank account. The last bit of suspense on the trip is waiting to see if his credit card will clear.
And the credit card machine goes... which I said, that's a good sound. That sounds like it's spitting out a receipt. And so basically, all the money I had in the world now paid for that DHL shipment. And 6 days later, it showed up in Stanwood. It was surreal. And I opened them up one at a time, all 17 of them. And that was the first time that the light of American sunshine had fallen on these paintings for a quarter of a century. I think that I became a stronger artist, and you heard that I have a problem with loss. And if you go back and think about it, here's another loss. After my fire, after the other fire, I bring paintings to Russia, and they're lost again. And that was almost like just sort of proof that no matter what I do, I will not end up with my own work because it'll disappear. And it was a little bit of a resurrectance for me to finally realize that it wasn't lost. And with enough initiative and enough luck and enough blessings, that sometimes you can get your stuff back after loss. Or sometimes the loss is the most important part of your life, because where you move after the loss is maybe a place you wouldn't have gone to if you hadn't had that loss. And I went ahead and I painted 4,000 paintings when I came back brokenhearted. My life went on, but having them now sort of just sort of completes a piece of my life that I thought was gone forever.
Jack Gunter is an artist on Camino Island. You can see images of some of his paintings at our website, knkxsoundeffect.org.